The Buffalo Billion Project is the centerpiece of Governor Cuomo's efforts to reverse decades of economic decline in New York's second-largest city. It's been credited with helping spur jobs and new industries, including high-tech and the medical field.
Wow, wow, wow. You almost have to pinch yourself, right, that this is too good to be true.
Cuomo spoke last summer at the topping-off ceremony at the giant Solar City factory built on the site of an old steel plant.
The smile on people's faces says Buffalo's coming back.
But also, for the past year, there have been reports in the Buffalo-based Investigative Post and others that a politically connected real estate developer may have been given special treatment to win the lucrative contract. An initial bid was written by Cuomo administration officials that said only firms that had been in business for 50 years could be eligible for the work. Just one developer fit that criteria, LP Seminelli, which is a leading builder in Western New York. Cuomo officials later said that was a typo. They meant to say 15 years instead. Around the time that Seminelli was awarded the contract, the developer, a frequent contributor to Cuomo's campaigns, gave the governor an additional donation of more than $25,000, while his wife helped host a fundraiser for Cuomo. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, the same federal prosecutor who brought down the leaders of the legislature, has been investigating. And on Friday evening, Governor Cuomo revealed that subpoenas had been issued to a former top member of his staff and a lobbyist who used to work for the governor when Cuomo was at the Federal Housing Department. Cuomo tried to get ahead of the bad news by releasing it late at the end of a school vacation week and by announcing that he's hired his own independent former prosecutor to conduct an internal investigation. The governor's counsel in a statement admits, though, there's reason to believe that in certain programs and regulatory approvals that fraud might have been committed. The targets are believed to be Joseph Percoco, a longtime Cuomo family aide that Andrew Cuomo described at his father Mario's funeral as being like a third son to his father. According to the Daily News, Percoco is under investigation for receiving secret payments from firms that held contracts with projects related to the Buffalo Billion. Cuomo left state employment for the private sector last year. Another focus is Elaine Calleros. He runs the SUNY Polytechnic Nanotech Center, which he began under former Governor Mario Cuomo and which has been credited with spurring the high-tech industry in Albany and other upstate cities. The Nanotech Center handled many of the contracts for bidding on high-tech projects related to the Buffalo Billion effort. SUNY Polytechnic hired a criminal defense lawyer months ago. Cuomo has been silent since the subpoenas were made public, but last fall, as the probe was continuing, he said he didn't know any more about it than what he'd read in the newspapers.
I don't want to get into commenting on a U.S. attorney's investigation.
In a tense exchange with reporters in September 2015, Cuomo was asked about potential problems that could be created when big donors are awarded large contracts.
It hasn't been a problem for the past 100 years, so I don't know why it would be today.
Cuomo and his current top aides have not been directly subpoenaed. Neither has the developer of the Solar City project, Louis Seminelli. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.